In this session, we're going to take some of the work done by Stephen R. Covey in examining what makes an exceptional business, the kind of business that you would yearn to create and that would reward you exceptionally well, an exceptional business. So we're going to take some more graphics and look at what Covey is saying and see if you and I can make those items reflect within your business in the coming weeks and months. This is what happens to a business when the business works effectively and starts becoming exceptional. And it reflects what people really yearn for in their lives and in their business. So, if you watched a previous module about what we yearn for, you'll recognise that people yearn in business to be well rewarded. That's pretty natural. Well, a business, you know, is a living entity. If you're going to understand what it yearns for, then you need to observe this model. A business yearns to have the resources, the revenue, the profit and the value that will drive it. By resources, I mean the right people and the right skills and the right technology. It yearns to have the right quality of revenue, not just any old revenue, but high quality, sustainable revenue that produces then a significant net profit. It also yearns to develop internal embedded value within it, so that by itself, with or without the business owner manager, the person who's currently driving it, it has a standalone value that could be passed on as a legacy or that could be sold. That's what a business yearns for, to be well rewarded. Next, a business likes to emotionally engage those who are involved in it. Emotional engagement. So you'll see some mnemonics on the screen, TLC, tender loving care. A great business, an exceptional business, loves to deliver tender loving care to their clients. The same delivery needs to be made to the team. A great business, an exceptional business, makes the team feel emotionally engaged with it and excited and charged about working within it and for it. And an exceptional business loves to deliver fulfillment to everybody engaged, the business owner manager, the team supporting him or her, and all of the people involved as clients and as prospective clients or as supporters and investors in that business. That's what a business loves to do, to emotionally engage the people involved. You'll remember that one of the characteristics that a person yearns for in their business life is to be intellectually stretched. Well, a business is much the same. An exceptional business certainly is. It has to have a carefully designed strategy to work by. That's how it becomes exceptional. It has to have the capabilities within it and the capabilities it must digest by more learning and more growth to deliver even better services and outcomes in a client's life. It has to constantly improve its knowledge and skills within it and within its team. So that strategy, capabilities, knowledge and skills, all those things need to be stretched if the business is to constantly grow and deal with deeper and bigger problems that deliver higher and higher rewards with greater interest. And right inside the core of any exceptional business is this soul of the business, if you will. The ideology, the vision that's driving it, what the business and the business leader and the support team really believe in, what they stand for. The integrity of the business, that it delivers whatever it promises, that the people within it behave the same. On time, every time, exactly as promised. Integrity. And that the business has a conscience. It won't do what it thinks is not the right thing to do, even if it brought greater profit. That business, the exceptional business, won't engage with the world in that fashion. It engages with the world with conscience and integrity. That then is the type of business that I'm going to work with you to develop. A business that will reward you exceptionally, that will be intellectually stretching for you, that will be emotionally engaging to everyone involved, and that will have a driving force a vision and purpose and ideology and integrity and conscience to make it stand out from the crowd, to make your business so attractive that people will desire, yearn to engage with you, to come to you and to pay you what you're really, really worth. That's what we're going to try and do. And that's what an exceptional business looks like. And that's what you and I will develop in the months to come.